You're here, do you have to do a roll call?
You'll have to. Sally Clark?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Here.
That's all we have right now.
Anyway, I didn't know I needed it for the record or not. Okay, we're here to discuss our 26 budget. And that's why we got Becca here. She's the guru of it. And she's going to help us through this, and she's going to tell us what we need and we don't need. And I'm going to turn it over to her.
So I met with your department heads, Evan and Chris, regarding projects that have been completed, projects that still need completed, where we want to reallocate funds to move to this coming fiscal year, what capital items, where we're at as far as like what we spent in utilities and where we expect utilities to go. And we went over all of the funds except for MFT. George Merkel with Maurer Stutz is waiting on some construction costs, and then he will have that over. I would expect to get that probably by the end of the week. So really the purpose of this is the Finance Committee being comfortable taking the budget to council as a recommendation or what changes you want made, so then council can tentatively approve it to be on display for the public for 30 days before you can pass it. The last regular scheduled meeting that you can pass the budget is April 22nd. And after that, you would need a special meeting to approve it before the end of the year. So that means we have to get it on display by the end of next week.
So April 22nd is the latest to okay the budget, right?
That's your last regularly scheduled meeting.
Okay.
You can on display by then, by next week.
Yeah, so by Friday the 21st, that will give 30 days for the public to make any comments or questions or anything.
Okay. So can you just give us a rundown of what you decided we need?
Yep, so general fund. Unfortunately, IML is reporting that they believe state revenues to be down this year. So the overall general fund revenue is only going to show a $16,000 increase from last year's budget. And that is because of a grant that the Public Works Department historically gets about every other year.
Yeah.
So that otherwise you would be showing a $25,000 decrease in your revenues coming in. PPRT, they're expecting to be down about 50%. So, and that's not your major source of income, but it is something that makes a big difference when they start taking stuff away. Use tax is down, MFT roughly stays the same, and then your normal sales tax that they send is up just slightly. So overall general fund revenues would look to be $1,042,980. For your street department, for the expenses, it's a 36% increase, mostly due to the purchase of that vehicle that you're requesting the grant for as well. So that's a net out-of-pocket of $40,000. But your total street department expenses are at $307,000. Police, so the biggest increase in police this year, it's $82,000 for about 25%. You have currently three full-time and one mostly full-time officers, which the city hasn't had since I've been here. I think
for how long?
Three full time, and that was it when I was here. So started. So a very long time. So we on the pages that you have shows their current hourly rates. So this is all before that. Any increase that you would decide or recommend to council. The increases that the department heads and I discussed are kind of nominal compared to those increases. They're spread out. So for the entire city, if you gave them a 2.5% raise, it's split over general fund, water, and sewer, you're only looking at $13,385. A 4% increase is only $21,415. So it's in the grand scheme of thing, that doesn't change the overall number that you're going to put in there, because the difference in those is going to be over time. So they've got the salaries for the police officers for this year actually, oops, total. So just the base salaries is $23,000 as it stands.
$23,000.
Mm-hmm, as it stands. So the other, it again, the largest discrepancy, if you did a 4% raise, is going to put them at
$232,000.
Yeah, so then that remainder is left for the part-time guys and overtime. So.
And that's at 4%.
Yeah.
We've got budgeted there $260,000. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're okay on the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So okay, so at 2.5%, what was it, 12,000 something for everybody?
The 2.5% increase citywide, mm-hmm, would be $13,384.07.
That's and across the board.
That's everybody. That's public work. Well, so that does not include your part-time police officers. They're not in this
right
at all.
Right.
Seasonal workers, you can bring them in at the $15 an hour, or you can bring them in higher. That's kind of you don't even know who those people are going to be right
sure
now.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
So, but the regular normal workers.
Yeah.
And then what was the 4%?
4% is $21,414.51.
$415?
$18. $414.51. It's a lot of numbers.
I got my numbers all turned around there.
So, and there's also scenarios where you could decide you want to just do a flat amount, give everybody $1 or $2, or you can go through and say, we want police that just got large raises last year to get 4%, but give maybe public works a flat dollar amount. Like, you can do any of that. We can discuss individual names in like executive later if that's the route you want to take with that.
Okay.
So.
Alrighty.
But your police expenses currently look to be budgeted at $416,800. Mm-hmm. The utilities, buildings, and grounds has a 30% increase. Mostly we are looking at potential for finding a mower, and we've got in there roughly $20,000 right now, but Evan is working on getting a concrete number from the supplier in Cuba, so we might have more information later.
We'll get it done sooner than later.
So that was a 30% increase on utilities?
About $30,000 for 22%.
Oh, 22%.
Mm-hmm. And you will, so some of them are kind of hidden in other, there are significant utility increases. I know everybody's seen that in their home bills,
mm-hmm,
that we've just kind of, they're not necessarily called out, but like we didn't spend as much on all town cleanup as what we had expected, so that decreased, but your utilities went up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of blurred on what those line items are. And I can have all that information more spelled out tonight if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the administrative expenses for general fund actually have a $50,000 decrease, and that's because we completed part of the ARPA expenses for the big thing we're working on.
The ground storage facility?
Yes, that. Sorry, mm-hmm, the ground storage. So that payment was paid this year. I believe it's on the bill list for tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So but that's probably close to everything you're going to get in on that for this year. So that's the expense that's going to need to be reallocated, the rest of that, basically $1 million.
Okay.
So. So overall general fund has a deficit of $264,000. Last year we had a $135,000 deficit. The water. So the water fund, miscellaneous water revenues, and I believe those are like shutoffs and deposits and things that we collect from citizens that come in. Those look to be down this year, so we've decreased that revenue budget. So it's roughly 1%. So looking at $1,277,500 in revenue for water. With the continuing project for the ground storage tank and everything, your expenses still outweigh your income. So the water fund has a deficit of $251,000 almost. The engineer has emailed about working on IEPA documents where we show we have had a negative budget, a deficit budget for the water fund for several years now. So he's been able to show the IEPA that it is because of like the capital projects and that when that's done, that we shouldn't have a deficit water budget. Otherwise, the IEPA may not do that forgivable loans. They'll be like, you need to raise water rates so to help pay for those things instead. Mm. So,
cool. I can hear that.
Yeah. So the biggest change for the water plant is utilities. We increased those $40,000. They have gone up significantly. Your wastewater looks to have an estimated net income or income of $387,000 with expenses of $448,000, so a deficit of $61,000. So again, utilities, we increased $20,000, but there was they did complete some capital purchases this year, so we were able to decrease that. So it wasn't as big of a change to that bottom line, but you do still show that $61,000 deficit. Your police fine account looks to be making about what we thought it was going to make, which is roughly $10,000, and then continue to budget spending the expenses out of there. The police department has been very fiscally responsible with purchasing stuff that is needed and not the extra stuff. So there is a balance in the bank account that they can access to make those purchases. They've got $56,000 built up from that. So that's a couple of years worth of those fines that they've saved. Social Security is one of your levied funds. So from the property tax levy that we passed this year, we should bring in approximately $43,000. So it will need a transfer from general fund to cover this year's expenses of $15,000. And then your Social Security should run about $58,000 as well. So it would basically be a zero from there. Your IMRF and other levied funds we passed from the levy this year was $20,000, and then we would expect that those expenses to also be right around $20,000. So again, a zero fund. The MFT is the one that I have not updated, so I don't have any information back from George at all. The only information that I have on MFT is what the state expects, or what IML expects the state to pay out. And that is approximately a total of $44.74 per citizen, basically, in the city over the course of the year. So that's for a total of $91,000. Your TIF information, so your TIF income should be roughly $119,000, almost $120,000, where the expenses are going to change based on what the city, what new TIP agreements the city intends to get into. So that's one that we, if you guys are, I know that the TIF is nearing the end of its life, but you've got an extension. How long are the extensions for?
I don't know if it's 10 or 12.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got 83,000 in the bank, and basically at the end of that extension, you want that TIF bank account to be zero.
Yes.
So
how much? What was the total you got? We gave out the other night.
So my numbers from Gwen are probably 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was a new one.
There's.
There's three. There's 25,000 to Shoemaker, 13 to
13 something, and then for the boutique, and then 100
for Susie. Yeah, but 50,000 was a 1% loan, so 50 actually needs subtract. So 50, 25, and 13.
So you're looking at just under 100.
Okay.
So what was given out 2 weeks ago?
Okay.
Or left. Yeah.
All right. I can look at those and adjust that for tonight, too.
Okay.
Okay. You said it was 25, 13, and then it was 100, 50%.
Yeah. I was just going to tell you the exact amount.
Actually, we'll be giving her 100, though.
Right.
She paid 50 back. So.
Okay.
That's her text to me. When can I send in some, when can I bring some receipts? I said, well, the ordinance has to be signed first.
She's ready to go. She's
just texted me.
All right, so then, and then your tourism, I didn't change anything on the tourism, actually, other than I think I updated your Christmas revenue, because it does very well, and so does your music in the park, so you're bringing in the money that you're supposed to, and not everything has been spent this year, but she'll start buying stuff, I believe, in April to get it started up in May, so it's good that there's some left in there for that.
Okay.
So, and then your bond fund is, again, you put in what you take out and everything. And that's to pay for that cemetery wall. I think there's a few more years left on that.
Oh, I thought it was paid off in December, the cemetery wall.
This coming, I thought that it was
last December.
Huh?
And it paid off in 24.
I thought it was paid off, in December.
Oh, I thought it was 27. Okay, I might have just...
Hopefully it was. It was supposed to have been.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
That was December.
I'll double check that again too, Ben. All right, I thought I had 27 written down.
No.
Okay.
25 or 24.
Okay. All right, so then are there any changes or other questions that you want me to have ready for tonight?
Did you need to put that, that other 60,000 that we're getting on the lead line? Grant anywhere?
I think we had some of that because that's been something that we've been trying to do for a few years now. So I think it's already in there.
Okay.
Is it?
I didn't know for sure.
I'll double check.
Because we'll be getting that this year.
Yeah.
Because I turned in 20 and I can turn in another 20. They said I could either go ahead and get another 20 right now or wait till and just get the whole 60 at the end. So that's what I was just looking at. I gotta get Evan to spend it.
Evan, get busy.
So I need the receipt before I can request it. So Susie will be in tomorrow to sign that ordinance because she has to sign it before.
Send it
to Gwen. Yeah.
She literally just sent me Susie's this morning.
Okay.
But yeah,
it's on her. I told her she can come tonight or come tomorrow. She said she can't come tonight, so she will check with you tomorrow.
Yeah,
sign it.
I didn't call her because I didn't know if Gwen was for sure gonna have it.
Yeah. But everybody has to sign theirs before you can send them to Gwen, so.
Oh, yeah, I had Shoemaker the next day asking me.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I have to get ordinance first.
Yeah.
Hold on.
On our payroll tonight at the meeting, can you show the increase at 2% and 4%?
Yep. So on your sheet, it'll show, so The total, this is again just on their base annual salaries.
She's got it on here. Did you get one of these?
She said she forgot her glasses. Oh. So the total payroll at base salaries right now for the city on their standard hours is $535,362.80. A 2.5% increase would take that up to $548,746.87, which is an increase of $13,384.07.
Okay.
So, for example, it gives Sarah Bainter.
That was 2.5%.
That's 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarah Bainter would get a 39 cent increase. Mm-hmm. Your biggest increases are going to be for your department heads. And their increase is going to be 83 cents at 2.5%.
Okay. But you said Canton was giving out 4?
So Canton's unions all negotiated 4% raises for last year, this year, next year, and the year after. So, and then the current mayor prefers to keep the administrative staff increases similar to what the union gets just because he... it's not necessarily their fault that they're not in a union because you've got administrative employees with information access that they can't be in a union. So he likes to keep them there.
Do you think 4% is out of the question?
I don't think it's out of the question. That's up to you guys, though. I think that, so your lowest, again, your lowest paid person is going to get a 60 cent increase, and your department heads are going to get $1.32. It's not that it's not feasible for the city, it's what do you want to see.
What's your thought on that, Brad?
I'm fine with 4%.
Huh?
I'm fine with 4%.
Okay. I'm too.
Costs aren't going down for them.
And,
none of us, but costs aren't going down for them.
No, and that's the whole thing, you know.
And you're looking at the whole thing, it's a $21,000. I mean, in the whole scheme of things, $21,000.
Yeah.
We don't have a balanced budget as it is. I mean, there are.
Right, so there are, on the top of the pages, and those numbers are not quite 100% accurate as I'm still working on the bankruptcy for February, but, you know, it's been discussed multiple times. Your general fund has $4 million. Like access to $4 million. So you've had money that you've saved up that,
it's hard for me to say, let's raise taxes. You got $4 million in the bank.
Right.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
I mean, I get $4 million isn't really anything if you have a major emergency, but I mean, I just hate to say to somebody, hey, we're going to raise your taxes and we got $4 million sitting here and we don't have an earmark for anything. I guess if we had an earmark, at least justify to say, well, we do have, I mean, the unfortunate thing is the can's been kicked down the road. I mean, we've got major water, sewer lines, I mean.
Right.
Yeah, I think we're all just hoping that, you know, we're going to just get this jackpot of money.
Yeah, and those grants are out there, and I know that your engineer works hard to find them and get them when they can, and Evan is, and we get him any information that he needs. To try to get
those. The unfortunate thing, even with all the grants they take, and look how long we've been with the current one. With the
we still don't have that $600,000 yet.
Yeah,
we still don't have it in our hands.
You know, it's the wheels when you start talking the state.
We started
state
talking about
government.
This at least 2 years ago.
Yeah, that is for future project if we're to do it for removal for safety, like manganese, iron, stuff like that. They do have a debt forgiveness going on right now, so going to see about some steps on that to see if we fall in for where you get a short-term loan and then get debt forgiveness on it, get reimbursed on it.
What would be a percent on the loan?
Well, if you get one through IEPA, it'd be a 1%.
1%?
Loan, but
some of them are, I've even heard they are doing some 0%, so but it's nominal. It's like 0 to 2%, but it's again 0 to 2% on $4 million.
With debt forgiveness, I don't know if they'll give you loan and debt forgiveness. If that's something you go to your bank.
We're gonna have to take that route sooner or later.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is something out there right now, so
I know
kind of the steps of that to see what we can do.
Okay.
Kent's applied for a loan with the IEPA, and there's a loan and debt forgiveness, but it's not 100% debt forgiveness. So, and that's basically, I think, relating to the state's budget and how that's going. So it changes all the time. We thought there was going to be like a 50% debt forgiveness, and now it's sounding like there's only 25 to 30. So it'll change based on when you actually get going on that project, once you decide what you need.
And well, that's something we can't keep putting off. I know that. We're going to have to
put
the boots on the ground and start.
Do you have an idea what it would cost for the filtration system?
Just a ballpark last time, we heard 3 to 4. No.
Yeah.
But that's without property involved in it. You'd have to purchase that stuff too.
Has anyone talked to Dave Jacobus?
Nope, not yet. Not this year.
Yeah, because if we can't purchase that property, then
And it would have to be at the ground storage. It couldn't be out though.
You do well. There's many steps to it. Okay. Different ways that you can go about it. It's just whatever I guess will work the easiest without burning bridges.
Yeah,
that's already burned.
Well, we might have to take a different avenue if we can't purchase that ground. I mean, we might not have a choice.
Yeah, other option would be go to court.
Eminent domain.
Yeah.
That's not something anybody wants to do, but
no.
You know, worst case scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something the city's never done in their life is like, you know, I was talking to Anna just a few weeks ago, and talking about the properties they just got sitting around. It's for development if they ever need it. And that's how they actually got their building. They did some trading, like, hey, you can take this. We're going to take this. We don't have nothing set aside for the future anywhere.
No. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It's just we rebuilt right where we're at, and that's all we want. So hopefully in the future that changes. That's why it's bad, because it costs you money and it's sitting, but at least it's there for the future of Lewistown.
Yeah. Chris, do you want to add anything to this meeting?
No.
Join the debt side of things. Huh? Join the debt side of things.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out ways that I can help that total budget for the police and EZA thing. But I'll go over it and like that, maybe see if we can make some adjustments. And just some rudimentary math, I think I can come up with some more savings out of the budget there. But I'll see. Go over it with Becca here.
Well, the biggest increases for the police were for, again, we've got that fourth officer now. Mm-hmm. And then we also don't know what that health insurance is going to do, because you've got two of them going on, potentially. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a guess right now.
I think I can maybe come up with some savings somewhere in some of those numbers and just follow up the point. I know we just very briefly whenever where we're at this last year for this one, so I can see where maybe I can scrape some money off and go from there. But I think we got most of the equipment that we need, so a lot of our expenses are going to go down because we've replaced uniforms, got equipment that we needed already purchased, and we shouldn't have to. That's not a yearly expense. That's
Well, having a fourth officer, I mean, I think we all know that people wanted more police than they wanted the police.
Yeah.
And getting back to that level, like she's, I mean, it has been years, right?
Yeah. Well.
Have we got reimbursed yet for Tyler's PTI?
I'm pretty sure we did.
There was one in there. I don't know if you've paid for
the second. It would have been Tyler.
Okay.
The Western didn't need PTI, he was lateral. So,
yeah, then yes.
Yeah, I'm sure we got reimbursed for Tyler's.
Okay.
And we're going to get reimbursed for stairwells, so that $6,800 will also come out of there once we reimburse there. So.
Well, that's next year's budget, so that's in the event that you have to hire a new one. You've got it allocated to spend it, and then there is a grant line in there to get it.
In a perfect world, I'd like to hire another new
Yeah. What'd you say?
In the event that you have to hire one because you lose one.
Well, if I don't lose one in a perfect world, another one would be great. Just keep that little feather there. Keep that idea buzzing around.
I hear you.
Use another one. It'd be pretty good. But no, I think I can scrape some money off of some of those line items and maybe maybe get us under 400,000 as that increase. So.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
The deficit's on ours, obviously, it doesn't fix everything. One of them is just to fix a couple electric panels. That's why 60,000 of that's, that's just minimal stuff, you know. But there's a lot of people.
And to keep things operating, I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay more taxes than anybody else, and I don't like to raise tax, but like I said, you have $4 million sitting there. It's hard for me to go say, hey, we need more money, citizen. But, you know, I know we're going to have to worry. Water should be a moneymaker.
Right, and that's what the EPA looks at. It's currently, it has been since.
At least break even.
And it has not been.
Right.
But you have been trying to work on capital projects
year
after year because you know you've got this aging system that there's always going to be something to fix.
Yep.
So, and some of the projects take a couple of years that you're budgeting that maybe we can get it all done in 1 year. And you know you're not, and so then you are moving part of it into the next year.
Yeah, and then like I said, when we had the tanks quoted out too, just to talk some numbers, last year or the year before, the ground storage tank was $2.4 million to have repainted inside out. The tower was, I think, $800,000. So when you talk big numbers, they can disappear, snap your finger.
Yeah.
And then our back truck, if it doesn't survive, you're looking at anywhere from a quarter to half a mil, unless you know of someone that's purchased a new one. But I got used prices, and they're all, none of them's lower than $110,000. That's with years of our age, and I think 2010 being the newest used one that a company had for sale. So we
have the city of Washington is getting ready to buy a new one, and we'll have one for sale.
But that's probably by someone's.
Theirs is a 2017.
Yeah.
And that is the only thing is you start buying somebody else's truck.
We got this last year.
I think that's a
good time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I could go.
But I don't think you guys should have to work with stuff breaking down all the time either.
Correct.
No, he needs to be able to get what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within reason. He is very budget conscious, and we need to try and accommodate him as much as we can. That's important.
About the only time you can buy a fleet like that is if they have a plan, and it's like we sell this at three, we buy it every 3 years or something like
that. Yeah, we've never had that implemented ever.
Right.
And part of that, like I said, was a mower. And this year I just did a ton truck, so we can have a regular dump truck. You know, I didn't do the big one this year just because the numbers are so far.
Yeah.
That could be something to look into. I know that the city of Canton has found good luck with finding equipment that you go into like a 5-year lease on, and then in 5 years, so you're making a payment every year. So like I think we were making a $30,000 a year payment for a leaf machine, and so they, when that lease is up, we can trade it in and get a new one. We just keep making that payment, or if we decide, hey, we've not had issues with it, keep this one for a while and not have the payment. So.
That's
always an option to look into too.
Yeah, that is an option.
Yep.
So anybody else wants to add anything that is changes so we can get this over with? Cindy, you need anything?
No.
Okay.
All right, so I will make sure that the lead line is in the water, get the more details on the utilities, the updated TIF, and then the mower will update if we can get that by the end of the day. And go over police stuff.
So it comes down to brass tacks, and we didn't talk about this, but so the police budget for last year, for this, the previous budget, we're like
current year
budget, we can't, it's $30,000 to $40,000 under budget total.
Mm-hmm. Right now,
so,
it's where it's projecting.
Yeah, so it's our projection. So we're going to come in significantly under our total for the current year.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Just figured I'd bring that up. All
right. Weeds and that lemon.
Trying to.
It is so hard.
And then, so the recommendation tonight then for the 4% for employees, I will make sure that those individual per hour rates are updated.
Okay, good. Is that okay?
No, it's not worse.
There's just the two of us here.
No, we can't do anything till the whole council anyway.
No.
Everybody on their side.
Yeah.
Well, it's your recommendation.
It's our recommendation.
Finance committee's recommendation.
That's why I wanted this meeting before the 15-minute finance meeting, so get everybody on the board. Okay, if there's nothing else, I guess we can adjourn this meeting.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you guys.